Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what's going on with Rodgers and Saleh, and it doesn't seem like anybody knows.
No, that's...
Everybody's like, just speculating.
Again, someone... Well, someone's going to ask, and then Rodgers is going to, you know... Rodgers is going to be all pissy about it, but someone eventually is going to read the lips, you know?
He probably just doesn't like him. And Rodgers doesn't give an F. He's 40... How old is he? 41?
I think he's older than that, isn't he?
Is he? He doesn't care. It's like, who is this guy? Get out of my way. Let me do my thing. I'm Aaron freaking Rodgers.
There's a podcast I started listening to today. I think it was on, is it The Ringer or whatever? They're doing like a 30-minute thing on the evolution or de-evolution of Aaron Rodgers. And it was just kind of an insight and how he got here. And it was, I listened to about 10 minutes of it and then I got to work.
Well, he's insane.
It was kind of interesting to kind of see how it all, like you get, like it's a progress, you know. They talk about the events that kind of led to him being, you know, all Aaron Rodgery.
He's
40. He'll turn 41 this year.
The average American spends nearly 2.5 hours a day dream scrolling, which is looking at dream purchases or things they'd like to buy or do one day.
Okay.
I mean, we all dream scroll.
Yes. I do it all the time. I dream scroll houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll go on Zillow.
Like on Zillow.
Yeah, well, and we're, you know, we've been flirting with the idea of moving to Portland for a while. But even before that, I always like, I don't know, that's probably, if I had to dream, say, the one thing that I do more than if it's like what you want to do, it would be that. I'm always intrigued by that. I just like looking at houses. Even the ones that I can't afford, but I usually try to keep it somewhat in my budget where it's like, what if I just made a little bit more? But I don't look at like the $2 million home.
Why not?
I don't know.
I
like to keep my dream scrolling like on this side of like absurd, you know. It's like some of the stuff is like, yeah, that's not going to happen. But at least it's like somewhat reasonable. Like if I got hit by a truck and called the advocates, maybe then I could, you know.
Advocateslaw.com.
Yeah, then I could do it. I could buy all the pub beer I want and move into that house.
Love that. Someone the said official beer of Cheap Fun.
Damn right. And what says Cheap Fun? Like getting hit by a truck and then suing for lots and lots of money. Someone said, I'm not a social media guy, but I believe listening to your show is my form of dream scrolling. You long to be us?
We got a little bit of that.
Yeah,
we just kind of take you off into...
Yeah, in the background.
Something needless.
What do you scroll?
Well, not much. I'm not on social media. I'm still on the tweets because of the show, so I scroll that looking for sports content. Mainly, or there's political stuff, or you know, whatever. That's mainly, it's just like a news feed, you know,
sure.
Like what's going on in the world. I look at that,
yeah.
But I actually actively try not to just mindlessly do it. And sometimes I will have to catch myself, I'm like, what are you doing? You're just scrolling,
yeah.
Stop,
because
that's part of why I quit social media, yeah. Is I found myself like scrolling through all this crap and never seeing anything good and going, what are you doing? You're wasting your life.
I'll do it, but mine is usually before I go to bed. Because the BTJ insists that I be in bed with her, even though she goes to sleep like way earlier than me. So I'll just sit there at night, and that's, you know, kind of roll through there. I know people do that sometimes, like even like with dating apps or like on porn sites or whatever. They just sit there and they don't even do anything. They'll just sit there and roll through. It's the same sort of thing. They're like, oh, man, Will's smiling right now.
I do it for workout videos. Yeah. I know Rob was going to hate that, and that's why I started smirking, because like that's what I do before I go to bed. It's like, ooh, tomorrow's back day. What could I do?
Oh, my God.
Everyone scroll through.
Do you have a loud muffler on your car, too?
No, I drive a Camry. I'm not a jerk.
Well, anyway, we all do it to some extent. And this study is talking about who does it and how often. But what's interesting about this is they say most people would think it's just wasting your time. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Sure.
But a whopping 71% say it is time well spent.
Really?
And it's a habit that motivates them to reach their financial goals.
Oh, okay. So it's like a dream board sort of thing. Like, I want to get here.
Well, it's actually looking at things that they dream of having. So yes, that's part of it, is like, oh, I want that. I have to work harder or make more money to get that. The other is people say that it helps them avoid making unplanned purchases, and it helps them be smart with their money.
Huh.
And better plan to achieve their financial goals.
I would think that's the exact opposite, but and is it possible that those people are just lying to themselves?
Yes, it is. Because you know. I think people lie to themselves about money a lot.
I think there's nothing that human beings do better than lie to themselves.
Nearly 7 in 10 see dream scrolling as an investment in themselves and an outlet for them to envision what they want out of life. 4 in 10 respondents say they regularly spend time picturing their ideal retirement, including age, location, and monthly expenses.
See, and this to me is just that's the definition of horse bleep. You can say that's what it is, but that's not helping you get to retirement. That's not, no, I don't, I just think that is what we tell ourselves. That way we don't realize, we don't accept the fact that we've spent 4 hours of your day with your head up your ass doing nothing productive. You know, if you really wanted to be better, you would spend that money, you would spend that time making money, or spend that time, you know, learning a skill that's going to get you to retirement. Dreaming about retirement doesn't help you get there.
It helps me get a more full back when I find a new exercise to use.
I'm also working on recipes.
Hey, why don't they live stream your workouts?
If you would like someone to follow me around with a video camera, I am all for it.
Sure, there's a market for that.
I'll start taking off. No, I'll tuck my shirt up. I'll start wearing the white tank top around everywhere.
Dude, it is amazing the number of people that film themselves at gyms.
No
dude,
way.
There's tripods up.
It's uncomfortable. All the time. I saw a dude doing like a whole like YouTube video once. Yeah. He had a sign and everything, had his tripod out and around. It's like, okay.
Somebody said I can spend hours watching IG reels. Sometimes it's better than regular TV. Well, that's the kids. The kids don't watch TV.
No.
They just scroll through stories.
Yes.
We do not.
Yeah, you guys.
I don't watch any TV.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting because I see what my kids, you know, I'll be in the same room with them or like sitting next to them. I'd be kind of peek at what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they're scrolling through all that stuff. Some of that stuff's pretty funny.
Sure.
And good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while they'll forward something to somebody else and get a chat going or whatever. Yeah. That's their new, like, I don't find that all that meaningless.
No.
You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's not what we used to do or have access to, but this says 1 in 5 respondents scroll through dream home lists.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Some are just browsing through vacation destinations. Others, beauty or self-care products. My wife does that. Mm-hmm. And items for their pets. Many others spend time looking at clothing, shoes, accessories, gadgets, and technology.
Yeah, and can we just be honest in there? Like, for every guy, it's half of that is just hots. Dudes just scroll hots.
Me, I've got a lot of golf content.
Yeah.
In my feed.
Yeah.
I do too, but it's Paige. It's all Paige.
Paige.
Sporanic.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like.
She's got the big up tops.
Yeah, dude. Half the dude. I'll sit there at the gym. The gym is where I see most people because it's just, you know, it's where you're at, and it's you just kind of look around. Dude, I see dudes on there, and 90% of the time that I look at someone's phone as you walk by, they're scrolling hots. It's not someone scrolling a back workout. There's just some dude sitting on a leg extension, and he's just scrolling hots. And I just chuckled to myself. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess you got time in between sets. Stare at some up tops.
You can't get on Instagram or Twitter anymore at the gym. You'll get caught. There's too much out there.
Gen Zers spend the most time dream scrolling.
Yeah.
3 hours a day.
Go us.
That doesn't surprise me.
Boomers.
Well,
if
you were our age, you killed 3 hours watching TV, and that would, and this is just their version of it.
Same thing.
My son watches nothing. He is a 100% his entertainment. I even asked him, I dropped him off at school, and he did not bring a TV. And I was like, dude, don't you want to bring one of the TVs? He goes, nah. He goes, I have my monitor. And I was like, you don't want the TV? He goes, Dad, I don't watch TV. He goes, anything I do is on my monitor. And I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, makes sense. I didn't even own a TV. Like, the idea of him sitting down to watch a show is such a foreign concept to him. He just, nothing. Someone said a full feed of golden doodles. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my wife does that.
My mom does that. My algorithm is all screwed up.
It's like hot golf,
dogs,
workouts, dogs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I follow a bunch of Akitas. I follow a bunch of raccoons.
Do you follow like people that are Instagramming for the Akitas?
Oh, just people that there's a.
You're following Miss Peaches?
No, there's just people have like Akita appreciation like pages where it's just Akita dogs.
Yeah,
and like the other one like bulldogs, like the dogs that I had. And like sometimes I'll scroll through and it makes me sad because my bulldogs are dead now. So I'll scroll through and I'll be like, oh my god, I'll admit it, I've gotten choked up a time or two looking at like one looks like Crumb, one looks like my old bulldog. I'm like, oh my, get a little tear in my eye. I'm like, oh boy. Yeah. Then you just scroll and find another hot, and then you feel better about yourself. You're like, all right. Some Asian gal doing remedial squat thrusts. You're like, all right, I feel better now. Good.
But it is truth. Let's not act like sitting down and watching Archie Bunker is any better than scrolling through IG reels.
Exactly.
You know, because the boomers will be like, ah, you did
it. So anyone our age that bitches about what the young people do, you do a version of it. You just don't.
You just don't recognize.
You just don't recognize.
It's like that famous picture where it's like. Oh, everybody's always got their head buried in their phones.
Yeah.
Well, and then somebody posts a photo of a train in the 1950s. Every single person had their head buried in the newspaper. It's the same damn thing.
Exactly.
I just had one of the football coaches at Hawkinson text me. He follows a panda page.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Wait, what is...
Shout out to Casey Powers. No, it's like pandas.
Have you ever seen pandas in the zoo? They're always like falling down and like, how are these things not extinct yet? Yeah, they're great. Dude, I love panda pages. They're amazing.
Very funny. And sometimes
they make you just like you can feel good. I got another buddy of mine that's just TikTok. He's a TikTok scroller. He just sits there and it's just TikTok after TikTok. The only thing you got to be careful about that is, dude, like that thing can rope you in, and before you know it, like 2 hours have gone by. You're like, whoa. Like, there's a limit to mine, and then I'm kind of like,
explain something.
Yeah.
What is the difference between... I know the difference between the apps,
mm-hmm.
but, like, what if I'm scrolling Instagram versus TikTok?
TikTok is all videos.
But isn't Instagram kind of all videos now?
No, if you're looking at people's reels or stories...
That's what I mean.
But a lot...
So it's the same thing.
No, but Instagram posts, people just post things. And in Instagram, you can write captions, and where TikTok is literally... all videos.
But Instagram,
Instagram has no nudity.
What? Why? Instagram, if I'm not mistaken...
That's all on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's awful in terms of just like... I never read like the comments or anything. It's just really bad. Shouldn't. Instagram is kind of a... It's not like that, right? It's still a very... Like people are cool and nobody really...
It can be a cesspool, but it's probably the tamest of those.
Is TikTok better? Or worse.
TikTok's
way
bad.
Worse.
TikTok's bad.
Oh,
way
people's
worse.
Comments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
TikTok is rough.
Not good.
No. TikTok is like a video game chat room. It's bad.
Instagram is also more used for like you meet someone, you ask for their Instagram, so you have an idea of what's going on before you go into the date.
Yeah, Instagram is more like, hey, check out how kick-ass my life is. TikTok is more like, how screwed up can I... You know.
Will, are you on Be Real?
No, but I know what that is.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest social media site.
Yeah, well, we do it. Well, I don't.
You're on Be Real, but you're not on Twitter?
No, I'm not on it.
Okay.
But my wife and my future daughter-in-law do it from time to time. They'll be like, Be Real for kink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it tells you when to post.
Yeah, it basically sends you a message that says you have to post what you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. The idea being... Oh, you're going to sanitize this and make your life look all that great.
Yep.
Well, no, Be Real is like, take a picture of what you're doing right now and who you're with right now.
That's it.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And everybody does that, and then you look at them, and then you're like, oh, she's cheating on me.
Oh.
Wait, who's that guy?
I got to post it. It's on Be Real. I don't have a choice.
Is that Shaq? Yeah, the fan really should leave X. We really should. But, yeah. That's above my pay grade.
It is.
Do we have to break?
I think we desperately.
We are way over.
Desperately.
Desperately.
Mm.